Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's podcast, we're going to be playing the root word game where I give you a root word and you have to try and find as many words as possible from that word. So usually a root word is a short word without a prefix, that little part at the beginning like un or in or dis, and without a suffix, the part at the end of the word, which often ends up creating a noun or an adjective like ubl or munt, that type of thing is a suffix. So I'm going to give you four words in total. You have to try and form as many words as you can. So let's have a look at number one. Vary. V-A-R-Y. Vary. Number two. Critic. C-R-I-T-I-C. Critic. Number three. Achieve. A-C-H-I-E-V-E, achieve. And the final one, extend, E-X-T-E-N-D. So make sure you've written those words down. And now pause the podcast and try and find as many words as you can, which maybe are nouns or adjective versions of that root word. Don't forget to also look for adverbs and negative words, possibly, and see how you do. Okay, so hopefully you've had a good opportunity to write down as many words as you can. Let's see if you've got the same words as me. So the first one was vary, to vary. So this is a verb. So the noun, there's a couple of nouns. A noun could be variation. For example, we should show great variation in our vocabulary when we speak English. Another noun is variety, and this means many different types of something. And also variable, which is another noun. And a variable is a feature that is likely or it could vary or change. So you might say, we can't make a prediction because there are too many variables, there are too many features which could change. So there are some words which are connected with the word vary. Let's have a look at number two, critic. So a critic is a person who usually writes reviews for maybe theatre productions, or you could have a restaurant critic, a music critic. So let's take a look at some of the words connected with critic. First of all, the adjective critical. If you are quite critical of someone or something, you are being quite negative about them. So what are you doing? You are criticizing them. And that's the verb. To criticize. The noun form of this is criticism, and the adverb critically, critically. Another word you might have found, well done if you got this one, is critique, which is the verb to critique. Now the difference between to critique and to criticize is all about the negative. Because when you criticize someone or something, you are being negative. You are giving them negative feedback. Whereas if you critique someone, it's much more in general. So it's not necessarily negative. It could be positive or negative. So So well done if you got that verb, critique. Next is achieve. So we've got quite a few options here. Let's take a look at the noun, achievement. Achievement. It was a great achievement. An adjective, achievable. So if something is achievable, then it is very possible to achieve. But you could also say unachievable, which is the opposite. And then you've got a person who achieves things. They are an achiever. But a person who should achieve more is an underachiever. And a person who achieves more than you'd expect is an overachiever. So well done if you got any of those. And the last one, to extend. Well, I've got a few here. First of all, an adjective, extensive. For example, we did extensive research into the topic. We have a noun, extension, extension. And I have an adverb. So if extensive was the adjective, extensively is the adverb. For example, we researched extensively. We're describing how we researched. We researched extensively. So well done if you got some or all of my words. And if there are some which maybe I didn't get, that doesn't mean you're wrong. You can even check on Google or wherever you like to search for your words and see if you got it right. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found that to be a helpful exercise. Remember, if you have any ideas for things you'd like me to talk about on these podcasts, then you can send me an email. My email address is learnenglishwithben88@gmail.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.